Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going to be tackling something that might not sound thrilling at first glance.
Mm-hmm.
Paperless links. It's a document management system. But honestly, after going through the research that you sent me, I'm pretty pumped about this one.
Yeah.
Get this. It uses machine learning to tag your documents and can even process emails for you. It's like having a super organized digital assistant who just loves paperwork.
It's true. And what's especially cool is that unlike some systems that send your data to the cloud, paperless links is all about keeping your information under your control.
Okay.
It's designed to run locally on your own computer.
So for someone who's maybe drowning in receipts and contracts and who knows what else,
right?
What exactly is paperless links offering?
Think of it as a way to build your own digital filing cabinet, but with superpowers.
Okay.
It takes those stacks of paper, scans them, and helps you organize them in a way that actually makes sense for you. Plus, it handles digital documents from the get-go.
Okay, so I've read through some of the documentation you sent.
Right.
And it seems like getting started involves this thing called the consumption directory. Mm-hmm. What's up with that?
That's the key.
Okay.
The consumption directory is like a watchful inbox. Oh. You drop any file into it, scan documents, PDFs, images, and paperless NAS grabs it and gets to work. You can even upload through a web interface, send stuff via email, or use the API if you're techie.
So I'm picturing a scenario where I snap a photo of a receipt with my phone, email it to Paperless Next, and it just magically appears ready to be organized.
You got it. And it's not just storing that receipt like a digital shoebox.
Okay.
Paperless Next runs OCR on it to extract text, even handwritten stuff, making it fully searchable.
Oh, wow.
Then it archives the document into this long-term preservation format called PDFA. So, you know, it's safe and sound for the future.
Wait, so even if I scribble a note on that receipt, Paperless Next can figure out what I wrote.
Yeah. And make it searchable.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Color me impressed.
It's pretty cool.
But let's be real. The part I always struggle with is actually organizing all those files.
Mm-hmm.
Does Paperless Next just lump them all together?
Okay.
Or is there some method to the madness?
This is where Paperless Next gets seriously cool.
Okay.
It uses these things called tags and like supercharged folders.
Uh-huh.
You can tag a document with as many keywords as you want.
Right.
So it's not stuck in just one category.
So using your receipt example, I could tag it with food, restaurant, business expense.
Yeah.
Whatever makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And then find it easily later using any of those terms.
Exactly. And it goes beyond tags. You've got document types, which let you categorize the document itself, invoice, contract, receipt, and so on. And then there's correspondence, which is amazing, for linking documents to specific people or companies.
Okay. My mind is officially blown.
Really?
It's like Paperless SangX isn't just storing my documents.
Mm-hmm.
It's understanding the connections between them.
But what really caught my eye was the automatic tagging using machine learning.
Yeah.
How does that even work?
Paperless SangX has this sophisticated matching algorithm that learns from your actions.
Right.
Let's say you consistently tag bank statements with Bank of America, and checking over time, the algorithm picks up on those patterns and starts suggesting those tags for you automatically based on the content of the document.
So the more I use Paperless SangX, the smarter it gets about organizing my stuff. That's wild.
Yep.
But what if I want to get more hands-on and set up specific rules for tagging? Hmm. Can I do that too?
Absolutely. Paperless SangX gives you a ton of control. Yeah. You've got different mashing algorithms to choose from, like matching any word, all words, or even using regular expressions if you want to get super specific.
Okay, regular expressions sound a bit intimidating.
Right.
Is there an option for those of us who aren't coding wizards?
Definitely. There's a special auto algorithm that uses a neural network to learn from you without needing any complicated setup. It's like having a personal assistant who figures out your filing system and does the work for you.
A neural network for organizing my documents.
Pretty cool, huh?
Okay, this just went next level.
Yeah.
So I can be as hands-on or hands-off as I want with this whole tagging thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what about where those documents actually get stored on my computer?
Yeah.
Can I customize that too?
You bet. That's where storage paths come in. Imagine you want to store all your invoices in a folder called invoices, but you want to further organize them by year. With storage paths, You can set it up so that new invoices are automatically placed in folders like Invoices 2023, Invoices 2024, and so on. You can even use placeholders to automatically sort documents by correspondent document type or specific tags.
So it's like having a self-organizing filing cabinet that adapts to however I want to structure my information.
Exactly. And you can create different storage paths for different types of documents. So you can have one system for invoices, another for contracts, and so on.
This is starting to feel like a superpower for managing my digital life.
Yeah.
I'm already thinking of all the ways I can streamline things. But before we get too carried away, I do want to hear more about this workflows thing you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
It sounds like that's where Paperless Deng really flexes its automation muscles.
Workflows are where Paperless Deng goes from a helpful assistant to a full-blown productivity ninja. They let you automate actions based on all sorts of triggers.
So give me a real-world example. How can a workflow make my life easier?
Let's say you get a lot of invoices as email attachments. You could set up a workflow that automatically pulls the attachment, tags it with invoice, and finance assigns it to your bill's storage path, and even marks the original email as read in your inbox.
Wait, so Paperless Next can actually interact with my email? Like, that's incredible. But how complicated is it to set up these workflows? I'm picturing lines of code and complex logic.
Surprisingly user-friendly, you basically choose a trigger, like a new document being added or updated, and then define the actions you want Paperless Next to take. You can even test your workflow before activating it, just in case.
That's a relief. It sounds incredibly powerful.
It is.
But with great power comes great responsibility, right?
Right.
I'd hate to mess things up with a misconfigured workflow.
Paperless Next has got you covered. You can always go back and edit or deactivate workflows, and there's a detailed history of all the actions taken so you can see exactly what's happened.
Okay, that makes me feel a lot better. It's like having an undo button for automation. Now, before I forget, there was one more thing that really piqued my curiosity in the documentation.
Mm-hmm.
Custom fields. Right. What's the deal with those?
Custom fields are like those extra sticky notes you add to files for specific details. Imagine you want to track the due date for bills or the warranty expiration date for electronics. You can create custom fields for those and have Paperless Next store that information right alongside the document.
So it's a way to capture those little bits of information that don't fit neatly into the standard categories.
Right.
But that I might need to search for later.
Exactly. And you can get pretty specific with the types of information you store.
Yeah.
You could have text fields, number fields, dates, even links to other documents within Paperless Dex.
This is seriously powerful stuff. I'm starting to see Paperless Dex as not just a document management system, but also a kind of custom database for all the important information I need to keep track of.
And that's not all. Remember how we talked about tags, correspondence, and all that metadata?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the beauty of Paperless Next is that all of that becomes searchable.
So I'm not limited to just searching for keywords within the documents themselves.
Nope. The search engine in Paperless Next is designed to sift through everything, the content of your documents, the titles, the tags, the correspondence, the custom fields, the whole shebang.
Okay, now we're talking. I can actually picture myself searching for something like receipts from Amazon in 2022 tagged tax deductible and having Paperless Next instantly pull up exactly what I need.
That's the power of a well-designed search engine. And to make it even easier, the search bar has auto-completion. So it's like having a helpful librarian suggesting relevant search terms as you type.
No more digging through endless folders or getting lost in a sea of irrelevant search results.
I love it.
Now, shifting gears a bit, you mentioned earlier that Paperless Deng X can handle email attachments like a pro, but what about those emails themselves? Do they just pile up in my inbox?
Paperless Deng X has a few tricks up its sleeve for that, too. You can set up rules to automatically delete the original email after the attachment is processed, mark it as read, or even move it to a specific folder for archiving.
So I can have Paperless Deng X monitor my bills folder, extract any attachments, organize them, and then neatly tuck away those emails into a processed bills folder.
Yeah, it's all about customizing your workflow to fit your needs. And speaking of customization, let's not forget about the multi-user capabilities. Mm-hmm. Paperless Deng X has this really flexible permission system where you can control who has access to what, whether it's colleagues, family members, or anyone else you're collaborating with.
So I could give a coworker access to a specific set of project documents or create a shared workspace for a team project that's super helpful for collaborative work. But before we jump ahead too far, I do want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier, best practices. All these features sound incredible.
Yeah.
But I imagine there are some do's and don'ts when it comes to setting up Paperless Deng for success.
Absolutely. It's easy to get excited about all the bells and whistles, but having a solid plan in place is key. One thing I always recommend is setting up a physical archiving system for your truly essential documents.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that need to be kept in their original form for legal or sentimental reasons.
That makes sense. So even if I'm going paperless, it's still a good idea to have a safe place for those really important documents.
Exactly. And paperless NICs can actually help you manage those physical archives too. It can assign unique archive serial numbers, or ASNs, to each document, so you can easily crack them, even if they're tucked away in a safe deposit box.
So I could search for a document in paperless NICs, see that it has an ASN, and then know exactly where to find the physical copy. That's a brilliant way to bridge the gap between the digital and physical worlds.
It really is. Now, once you've got your physical archiving sorted, it's time to think about your digital workflow. I recommend starting with a few key tags like inbox for new documents, to-do, for anything that requires action and archived for documents that have been fully processed.
That sounds like a great foundation. It's like creating a set of virtual folders to keep things organized from the get-go.
And don't forget to explore those save views we talked about. They let you create dynamic lists of documents based on specific criteria, like all your invoices tagged unpaid, or all your contracts that are expiring soon. It's like having virtual binders that automatically update as you add new documents.
I can already see how powerful that would be for staying on top of things. But honestly, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed by all the possibilities.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Any final words of wisdom for someone just starting out with paperless NICs?
Don't be afraid to experiment. Paperless NICs is all about flexibility and customization. Try different workflows. Play around with the tagging system. Create custom fields that make sense for you. The beauty of this system is that you can constantly refine it to match your evolving needs.
You know, for a system that's all about going paperless, we've actually spent a lot of time talking about physical documents and archiving.
Right.
Does paperless NICs offer anything for those of us who are already fully digital and work mostly with PDFs?
Oh, absolutely. Remember those PDF actions I mentioned earlier? Paperless NICs isn't just a viewer and organizer. It can actually edit PDFs too.
Right. It can merge documents, rotate pages, even split them or delete specific pages. I've definitely run into situations where those features would have come in handy.
Think about it. You get a huge multi-page scan, but you only need a few sections with Paperless NICs. You can handle that right there.
Yeah.
No need to open a separate PDF editor. It streamlines everything.
I'm starting to think of Paperless NICs as a Swiss Army knife for documents.
Yeah, I like that.
But with all this editing going on, is there a way to keep track of the changes? What if I accidentally delete a page or mess something up?
Paperless NICs is way ahead of you since version 2.7. It automatically tracks every single change made to a document. You get a full history of edits, metadata updates, even actions taken by workflows.
So it's like an undo button on steroids.
Exactly.
I can go back and see exactly what happened when and even who made the changes. That's incredibly reassuring.
It is, especially when you're collaborating with others.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, remember how we discussed deleting documents? There's a safety net there too.
Well, right, the trash feature. So it's not like those documents vanish into the digital void forever.
Not at all. Right. It's like the recycle bin on your computer. Deleted documents go to the trash, and you can even customize how long they stay there before being permanently deleted. It's great for peace of mind, knowing you have a second chance if you need it.
Phew, that takes a load off. I've definitely had those moments of panic after accidentally deleting something important. But, you know, after this deep dive into paperless NICs, I'm realizing it's so much more than just a tool for going paperless. It's like a whole new way of thinking about information management.
I couldn't agree more. It's about taking control of your data, organizing your digital life in a way that makes sense to you, and ultimately freeing yourself from the chaos of scattered files and endless searching.
So for a listener who's now probably just as excited about paperless NICs as I am, what's the one key takeaway they should be mulling over as they dive into this system?
I think it boils down to this. Paperless NICs is a framework for building your own perfect document universe. It's not a rigid, one-size-fits-all solution. It's flexible, adaptable, and empowers you to create a system that reflects your unique needs and workflows.
I love that it's an invitation to get creative, experiment, and find what works best for you and with all its powerful features and automation capabilities. Paperless NICs makes that journey both exciting and incredibly efficient.
Who knows? Maybe our listener will end up creating the next killer workflow or custom field that revolutionizes how we all manage our documents. The possibilities are truly endless.
And on that inspiring note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the fascinating world of paperless NICs. A huge thank you to you, our expert guide, for sharing your knowledge and enthusiasm. And to our listener, we encourage you to embrace the power of paperless NICs and discover the joy of a truly organized digital life. Until next time, happy organizing.
Workflows are where paperless Singex goes from a helpful assistant to a full-blown productivity ninja.
Uh-huh.
They let you automate actions based on all sorts of triggers.
So give me a real-world example.
Okay.
How could a workflow make my life easier?
Let's say you get a lot of invoices as email attachments. You could set up a workflow that automatically pulls the attachment, tags it with invoice, and finance assigns it to your bills, storage path, and even marks the original email as read in your inbox.
Wait, so paperless things can actually interact with my email like that?
Oh.
That's incredible. But how complicated is it to set up these workflows? I'm picturing lines of code and complex logic.
It's surprisingly user-friendly.
Yeah.
You basically choose a trigger, like a new document being added or updated, and then define the actions you want paperless Inks to take.
Okay.
You can even test your workflow before activating it, just in case.
That's a relief. It sounds incredibly powerful, but with great power comes great responsibility, right?
Right.
I hate to mess things up with a misconfigured workflow.
Paperless Inks has got you covered. You can always go back and edit or deactivate workflows, and there's a detailed history of all the actions taken so you can see exactly what's happening.
Okay, that makes me feel a lot better. It's like having an undo button for automation. Now, before I forget, there was one more thing that really piqued my curiosity in the documentation custom fields. What's the deal with those?
Custom fields are like those extra sticky notes you add to files for specific details. Imagine you want to track the due date for bills or the warranty expiration date for electronics. You can create custom fields for those and have paperless Singex store that information right alongside the document.
So it's a way to capture those little bits of information that don't fit neatly into the standard categories, but that I might need to search for later.
Exactly. And you can get pretty specific with the types of information you store. You could have text fields, number fields, dates, even links to other documents within Paperless X.
This is seriously powerful stuff. I'm starting to see Paperless X as not just a document management system, but also a kind of custom database for all the important information I need to keep track of.
And that's not all. Remember how we talked about tags, correspondence, and all that metadata? Well, the beauty of Paperless Nex is that all of that becomes searchable.
So I'm not limited to just searching for keywords within the documents themselves.
Nope. The search engine in Paperless Access is designed to sift through everything. The content of your documents, the titles, the tags, the correspondence, the custom fields, the whole shebang.
Okay, now we're talking. I can actually picture myself searching for something like receipts from Amazon in 2022 tagged tax deductible and having Paperless Inksex instantly pull up exactly what I need.
That's the power of a well-designed search engine. And to make it even easier, the search bar has auto-completion, so it's like having a helpful librarian suggesting relevant search terms as you type.
No more digging through endless folders or getting lost in a sea of irrelevant search results. I love it. Now, shifting gears a bit, you mentioned earlier that Paperless Inksex can handle email attachments like a pro, but what about those emails themselves? Do
right.
they just pile up in my inbox?
Paperless Inksex has a few tricks up its sleeve for that, too.
Yeah.
You can set up rules to automatically delete the original email after the attachment is processed, mark it as read, or even move it to a specific folder for archiving.
So I could have Paperless Inksex monitor my bills folder, extract any attachments, organize them, and then neatly tuck away those emails into a process bills folder.
It's all about customizing your workflow to fit your needs. And speaking of customization, let's not forget about the multi-user capabilities. Paperless Inksex has this really flexible permission system where you can control who has access to what, whether it's colleagues, family members, or anyone else you're collaborating with.
So I could give a coworker access to a specific set of project documents or create a shared workspace for a team project that's super helpful for collaborative work. But before we jump ahead too far, I do want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier, best practices. All these features sound incredible.
They are.
But I imagine there are some do's and don'ts when it comes to setting up Paperless Inksex for success.
Absolutely. It's easy to get excited about all the bells and whistles, but having a solid plan in place is key.
Yeah.
One thing I always recommend is setting up a physical archiving system for your truly essential documents. You know, the ones that need to be kept in their original form for legal or sentimental reasons.
That makes sense. So even if I'm going paperless, it's still a good idea to have a safe place for those really important documents.
Exactly. And Paperless Inksex can actually help you manage those physical archives, too. It can assign unique archive serial numbers, or ASNs, to each document, so you can easily track them, even if they're tucked away in a safe deposit box.
So I could search for a document in Paperless Inksex, see that it has an ASN, and then know exactly where to find the physical copy. That's a brilliant way to bridge the gap between the digital and physical worlds.
It really is. Now, once you've got your physical archiving sorted, it's time to think about your digital workflow. I recommend starting with a few key tags like inbox for new documents, 2.0 for anything that requires action and archived for documents that have been fully processed.
That sounds like a great foundation. It's like creating a set of virtual folders to keep things organized from the get-go.
And don't forget to explore those saved views we talked about. They let you create dynamic lists of documents based on specific criteria, like all your invoices tagged unpaid or all your contracts that are expiring soon. It's like having virtual binders that automatically update as you add new documents.
I can already see how powerful that would be for staying on top of things, but honestly, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed by all the possibilities.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Any final words of wisdom for someone just starting out with paperless NACS?
Don't be afraid to experiment.
Yeah.
Paperless NACS is all about flexibility and customization. Try different workflows. Play around with the tagging system, create custom fields that make sense for you. The beauty of this system is that you can constantly refine it to match your evolving needs.
You know, for a system that's all about going paperless,
right.
We've actually spent a lot of time talking about physical documents and archiving.
Uh-huh.
Does paperless NACS offer anything for those of us who are already fully digital and work mostly with PDFs?
Oh, absolutely. Remember those PDF actions I mentioned earlier?
Right.
Paperless NACS isn't just a viewer and organizer. It can actually edit PDFs too.
Right. It can merge documents, rotate pages,
even
split them or delete specific pages. I've definitely run into situations where those features would have come in handy.
Think about it. You get a huge multi-page scan, but you'll need a few sections with paperless NACS. You can handle that right there. No need to open a separate PDF editor. It streamlines everything.
I'm starting to think of paperless NACS as a Swiss Army knife for documents.
Yeah, I like that.
But with all this editing going on, is there a way to keep track of the changes?
Uh-huh.
What if I accidentally delete a page or mess something up?
Paperless NACS is way ahead of you since version 2.7. It automatically tracks every single change made to a document. You get a full history of edits, metadata updates, even actions taken by workflows.
So it's like an undo button on steroids.
Yep.
I can go back and see exactly what happened when and even who made the changes. That's incredibly reassuring.
It is, especially when you're collaborating with others.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, remember how we discussed deleting documents? There's a safety net there too.
Oh, right. The trash feature.
Yep.
So it's not like those documents vanish into the digital void forever.
Not at all. It's like the recycle bin on your computer. Deleted documents go to the trash, and you can even customize how long they stay there before being permanently deleted. It's great for peace of mind knowing you have a second chance if you need it.
Whew, that takes a load off.
Yeah.
I've definitely had those moments of panic after accidentally deleting something important. But you know, after this deep dive into paperless NACS, I'm realizing it's so much more than just a tool for going paperless. It's like a whole new way of thinking about information management.
I couldn't agree more. It's about taking control of your data, organizing your digital life in a way that makes sense to you, and ultimately freeing yourself from the chaos of scattered files and endless searching.
So for a listener who's now probably just as excited about paperless NACS as I am, what's the one key takeaway they should be mulling over as they dive into the system?
I think it boils down to this. Paperless NACS is a framework for building your own perfect document universe. It's not a rigid one-size-fits-all solution. It's flexible, adaptable, and empowers you to create a system that reflects your unique needs and workflows.
I love that it's an invitation to get creative, experiment, and find what works best for you. And with all its powerful features and automation capabilities, Paperless NACS makes that journey both exciting and incredibly efficient.
Who knows? Maybe our listener will end up creating the next killer workflow or custom field that revolutionizes how we all manage our documents.
Oh, wow.
The possibilities are truly endless.
And on that inspiring note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the fascinating world of Paperless NACS. A huge thank you to you, our expert guide, for sharing your knowledge and enthusiasm. And to our listener, we encourage you to embrace the power of Paperless NACS and discover the joy of a truly organized digital life. Until next time, happy organizing.